It was just as well, Pelion thought, that they were only here to keep the enemy tied up. The Sluissi and their new Republic allies were putting up one terrific fight. On his status board, a section of the Chimera's shield schematic went red.
"Get that starboard shield back up,"
he ordered, giving the sky in that direction a quick scan. There were half a dozen warships out there, all of them firing like mad, with a battle station and backstop position behind them. If their sensors showed that the Chimera's starboard shields were starting to go...
"Starboard turbo lasers, focus all fire on the assault frigate at 32 Mark 40,
Thrawn spoke up calmly.
"Concentrate on the starboard side of the ship only."
The Chimera gun crews responded with a withering hail of laser fire. The assault frigate tried to swerve away, but even as it turned, its entire starboard side seemed to flash with vaporized metal. The weapons from that section, which had been firing non-stop, went abruptly silent.
"Excellent," Thrawn said. "Starboard tractor crews, lock on and bring it close. Try to keep it between the damaged shields and the enemy. And be sure to keep its starboard side facing toward us. The port side may still have active weapons and a crew to use them."
Clearly against its will, the assault frigate began to move inward. Pelion watched it for a moment, then returned his attention to the overall battle. He had no doubt the tractor crew would do the job right. They'd shown a remarkable increase in efficiency and competence lately.
"TIE Squadron 4, keep after that B-Wing group,"
he instructed.
"Port ion cannon, keep up the pressure on that command center."
He looked at Thrawn.
"Any specific orders, Admiral?"
Thrawn shook his head.
"No, the battle seems to be progressing as planned."
He turned his glowing eyes on Pelion.
"What word from Cloak Leader?"
Pelion checked the proper display.
"The TIE fighters are still engaging the various escort ships,"
he reported.
43 of the mole miners have successfully attached to target ships. Of those, 39 are secure and making for the perimeter. 4 are still encountering internal resistance, though they anticipate a quick victory."
"And the other 8?
"They've been destroyed,"
Pelion told him.
"Including 2 of those with a space trooper aboard. One of those space troopers is failing to respond to comm, presumably killed with his craft. The other is still functional. Cloak Leader has ordered him to join the attack on the escort ships."
"Countermand that," Thrawn said. "I'm quite aware that stormtroopers have infinite confidence in themselves, but that sort of deep space combat is not what space trooper suits were designed for. Have Cloak Leader detail a TIE fighter to bring him out, and also inform him that his wing is to begin pulling back to the perimeter."
Pelion frowned.
"You mean now, sir?"
"Certainly now."
Thrawn nodded toward the viewport.
"The first of our new ships will begin arriving within 15 minutes. As soon as they're all with us, the task force will be withdrawing."
"But..."
"The rebel forces within the perimeter are of no further concern to us, Captain," Thrawn said with quiet satisfaction. "The captured ships are on their way. With or without TIE fighter cover, there's nothing the rebels can do to stop them."